Hello and welcome to the Sunny Side Up podcast. My name is Tara Lynn. I am your host on the Sunny Side. Thank you so much for joining me, my friends, on this beautiful sunny day. And as I always say, if it's not a sunny day, wherever you are, we're going to cultivate that inner sunshine together. Luckily, where I am, it is actually a sunny day, and it is May. It is beautiful. The flowers are blooming. I know so many people are getting outside and exercising and walking and all the things and working in their gardens and their yard, and it just makes me so happy. So I hope you can do some of that for yourself. You guys, this is a new thing. Ask Tara Lynn. Today's episode are questions from you all that I have gotten that I'm going to do my very best to answer. And I'm hoping, my hope is that some of these questions are things that maybe you have thought of or wondered about, could use help with. And this discussion today will potentially help you or maybe see things in a new light. I always feel like it's so helpful to hear other people's issues, concerns, problems. It just shows we are all human and there's so many commonalities with all of us in struggle, in relationships, in all the things. So I have questions from you guys, my followers. I had put this out there on Facebook. And if you're not following me on Facebook, I am Tara Lynn Wellness. And a while back, I asked, does anyone have any questions for me? Ask Tara Lynn. And I said I was going to do this podcast. And I kind of put it out there to other people. And I did get some questions. So I'm going to do my best to answer these questions for you guys. And I will say, I do feel like an expert in a lot of the areas. Now, do I have all the answers? Not necessarily. But I have studied this. I have studied human relationships. I have studied the brain. I've studied motivation. I've studied wellness and health. And I am a coach. I have a lot of life experience. I've worked with people from 5 years old, kindergarten, all the way up to 97 years old. So I do have a lot of experience to offer. And really, that's the reason I'm doing this whole podcast, because I want to help you guys with the things I know. But of course, like I said, I don't know everything. I'm going to do my best, and I'm hoping that you can get something out of this that helps you. And if you don't, you know, take what you can from it and leave the rest. So I am going to protect the names of the people who left me messages and questions. Not that the questions are that personal per se, but these names are all different names, but these are real people who asked me questions. So we'll see how many we get through here in a reasonable amount of time. So this is Ask Tara Lynn, my first episode of Ask Tara Lynn. I'm going to go through some of these questions. Okay. The first question that I got from a follower, and I actually got this question a couple of times. The question is, dear Tara Lynn, how can I work out when I'm just too busy and tired from work and family life? And I did get this question several times from different people. And this is a question, oh my goodness, that has come up so much for me. You know, how can I work out when I'm too tired? Okay, so this goes back to the discussion on where do we get energy from in the first place. You know, if you're too tired, that means what? That means you don't have the energy, right? Where do you get energy from? So this goes back to a discussion on energy. You guys, I've told you this. The whole thing that is going to help you is your physiology and it's your energy. You get your energy in three ways, okay? You get it through your nutrition. That's probably common sense. Food is fuel, right? But we want to fuel ourselves with quality fuel. You get your energy from sleep and you get your energy from physical activity. If one of those things are off or out of whack, it's going to affect the other and it's going to affect your energy level. First, we need to shift the mindset of, quote, being too tired to exercise. Okay. Because exercise will give you energy. Let that sink in. Exercise, moving your body, it will give you energy. Energy, those three sources that it comes from. When, let's say today, I get good sleep. Tonight I get good sleep. I get 8 hours of sleep. I am eating healthy. I'm drinking water. I exercise. I'm generating energy for tomorrow, for myself, for tomorrow. So when I wake up tomorrow, I'm going to feel a little bit better. If I do that same thing tomorrow, the next day, I'm going to feel even better. And what do you think is going to happen then? I do it again. The next day, I'm going to feel even better. Our bodies are like power plants. We don't just have energy. We generate energy by the things that we do. Now, if you've gone like your whole life or a super long time and not exercised, if you can get yourself to do it, to get up off the couch and go do something, you might think, oh gosh, I'm really tired. But I'm telling you, keep going every day. You will feel that energy. You will feel better. You just will. It is a fact. It is a scientific fact. When you get exercise, you are actually going to give yourself energy. You have to keep doing it though. You have to keep doing it and keep doing it every day, every day, every day. So the question that the person said, how can I work out when I'm too busy and too tired? So that addresses the being tired, because you have to get over that mindset of I'm too tired to exercise, because if you exercise, that will give you energy and you will not be tired in the future. You have to keep that going. Okay. So that's the one thing. That's the number one part of that. The being, quote, too busy. Okay. When people tell me they are too busy for something, this goes back to your why. How important is this? What is the reason you want to do it? Because I will tell you what, if something's important enough, you are going to make time for it. You're not going to say, I'm too busy. You're not. You know, if you think about something, if I ask you what's something that's really, really important to you that you are not going to miss. Now, this time of year, it's spring. There's a lot of graduations, right? There's graduations and there's weddings. If you have a close family member, maybe a kid, a niece, a nephew, whatever, your own child is going to graduate. Are you going to say, I don't have time to go to their graduation? No, you're not going to say that. You're going to clear your schedule and you're going to let everybody know, hey, this day, this time, my baby's graduating. I'm going to be there. That's important to me. If something's important to you, you're going to make time for it. So these, like, and I hope this doesn't sound too harsh, but these people who claim they don't have time, it's not important enough to you right now. You need to focus on why do you want to do this? And I would recommend if you think, well, I do want to do it. I do want to exercise. I really am too busy. I really am too tired. This is what you need to do. I'm going to give you some things you need to do here. Okay. You need to plan it in your calendar. Just like you would, just like I said, if this is your kid's wedding, your kid's graduation, you got that in your calendar and you're like, this is it. This is a protected day. If you want to exercise, and add this in as a regular habit, as a regular routine. You need to look at your calendar. Look at your calendar at the beginning of the week. I usually recommend to people Sundays, look at the calendar. You need to think, how many days a week do I want to exercise? How many days are you talking? Are you going to go for a walk? Are you going to go work out at a gym? How many times are you going to do it? Pick the day, pick the time, put it in your calendar. Call it an appointment. I usually tell people call it workout appointment. Use the word appointment in your calendar. Treat it like an appointment because we need to shift our mind. We need to do a mindset shift of this is something that I'll fit in to this is an appointment. It is important. I am not going to miss it. It's in my calendar. So that's one way to answer this person's question. How can they work out if they're too busy and too tired? Is to plan it. The busy part of that is you're going to put it in your calendar ahead of time. So you're already looking at the calendar. You are finding the slots in your calendar where you can work it out. You're putting it in your calendar. You're going to stick to it. Treat it like an appointment. I am telling you, once you do that and you adhere to your own calendar, then you're getting those workouts in. That is going to help you to not be tired because you're going to be generating that energy. So a couple answers to that then would be put it in the calendar. Get more sleep. So that recipe for energy, the sleep, the nutrition, and the physical activity. You need to work on all three of those things. And I understand, trust me. So part of that question had said with family life, okay? I understand family life. Ooh, do I understand family life? I'm a single mom, always have been. I know what it's like to not get sleep. I know what it's like to be super tired. I know what it's like to be the only one doing everything. And I found out I can do all of those things better if I make it a priority to exercise, if I make it a priority to take care of myself. If you shift your mindset of, I've got all these things, I got work, I'm too busy, I've got my family. If you put yourself on top of that, this taking care of yourself, you will have the energy to do all of those things. You know, so self-care is not selfish. Exercise is self-care. You are making time for yourself. And sometimes you might think, oh gosh, I can't go for a run. I can't go work out. I got my kids, blah, blah, blah. You need to make it a priority because if something's important enough, you will do it. Like I said, my example with a graduation, with a wedding, a doctor's appointment, a surgery. You know, if something's important enough, you are going to do it. So if something big is important enough and you can do it, then if something's little or seemingly little, you can also do that. You just need to plan it out. So get your calendar out right now. The people who asked me this question, because it was more than one, look at when you're going to do it, when you're going to fit it in, you plan it in. Now, a couple other things I will say. And these are some things that I have done in the past to try to, quote, squeeze in a workout. If you're someone who you do work full time, some other areas you can possibly get a workout in is on a break. Everyone gets a break at work. By law, you're supposed to anyway. If you get a 15-minute break, can you go on a quick walk around the building? Does your work have a gym? Can you go for a walk? Can you just... do you have an office that you can close the door and put YouTube a little 15-minute workout in and do it real quick? Can you bring an exercise mat to work, a yoga mat, do a quick 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there? If you get an hour lunch break, can you go to the gym? An hour is enough time. You know, depending on where you are, yeah, an hour is enough time. Can you go for a run? Can you go for a walk? Can you go to the gym, change real quick, come back? Think about where can you fit in exercise. So think about your breaks in the day. Think about Can you take the stairs instead of the elevator? Can you park way, way far away in the parking lot so you have to walk further? Those are ways that you can get some exercise in, that you can get some movement in, that you can get a workout in. Is there something you can do where you normally would do it in a sedentary manner, but instead of that, you could do it in a more physical manner? I'm going to give you this example. Let's say you want to get together with your friends. Maybe you've got a social goal. You're like, I'm going to try to get together with my friends once a week. We're going to meet once a week for coffee or whatever. Instead of the coffee, can you be the one to organize and say, hey guys, or hey best friend, can we, instead of going to coffee or going to get our nails done, can we meet at the park at this time, this date? And can we walk a few miles? Can we walk a whole hour and just walk and talk, you know? And then, so then you're turning that into, okay, we're still getting the social time, but we're going to make it into something we're getting physical activity. Same thing with the family time. And this is a perfect answer to that question, because that person mentioned family time. If I'm like, okay, guys, what are we going to do for our family activity this week? My kids might say, let's go see a movie, Mom. Okay, instead of the movie, can I say just this once, how about instead of that, can we all go for a bike ride? Can we go to the park and play tennis? Can we take the basketball to the park? Can we go grab our swim stuff and go to the Y and go swimming? Think about a physical activity that you can do that is also social to replace one of your social sedentary activities. So that's another way that you can get exercise in and you can fit it in. When it comes to kids and family, if the kids are too little, sometimes you got to try to get a sitter, you know, try to ask if can anyone watch the kids for me. A big thing that helped me here in town is having a YMCA membership when my kids were little. Part of your membership is the child watch, and I would take my kids to the child watch. I'd get to work out, and that was like literally the only time that I was not with my kids, you know, that, and then when I was at work and they were at a sitter. So is there a gym that has a child watch? Here in Fort Wayne, the YMCA does. I think some other gyms do. So think about getting a gym membership where there is a child watch. If you have a friend that also has kids, ask that friend. Or a neighbor, say, hey, I'm trying to find some time for myself each week, trying to go work out. Do you want to, maybe you and I can help each other out with the kids. Maybe Tuesday evenings, I can take your kids. You can go do something on your own. Thursday evenings, you take mine. And then that's when you're going to go get a big workout in. So think about that. Think about other moms that can help you. If you are in a situation where, you know, your kids are really little and they're still taking naps, do something when they take the nap. I just in the house even, you know. Like I said, put a video on YouTube. You can find any kind of video on any workout on there and put, okay, 30-minute workout on whatever. Can you take your baby on a bike ride with you, you know, or your toddler? Can you get your little kids up a bike and them ride the bike and you run? That's what I've done a lot of times is once my kids were big enough to ride bikes, I'm going to run and they're going to ride bikes. And we end up going about the same pace, you know. But so sometimes you got to get creative, I will say, when it comes to family and work. I know this all too well, but it comes down to this. How important is it? So I really want you to think about, is this important to you and why? This comes down to your health. Working out comes down to your health. Do you want to live long? Do you want to be healthy? Do you want to be there for your family? Then this needs to be a priority. So if it's a priority, you need to plan it. You need to put it in your calendar and you need to protect it. Just like if it's a doctor's appointment. Let's say you've got something wrong with you. You know, God forbid you had cancer or something like that and you have an oncology appointment or whatever. you're going to go to that appointment. You're not going to miss that appointment. Why? Because it is important. Treat your workouts like that. They are protected days. So it's a mindset shift, you guys. Okay, so I hope that helps answer that question. That was a question of how do you work out if you're just too busy, quote unquote. So you really need to think about how important is it? Because if it's important, you will find time, plan it, put it in your calendar, think about ways you can squeeze that in. Okay. That was my first question. And like I said, I've had several people ask me that. So that's a really good question. And I didn't even say the person's name. I guess I don't necessarily have to, but okay, let's move right along. This person doesn't mind if I use their name. This is from Jill. Jill said, would you ever consider having a yoga with cats class? You should put that in quotes. I've also heard that called cat yoga. Because I also teach yoga. So I'm a wellness coach, yoga instructor. Yes, I would consider that, Jill. I would need to get a hold of like the animal shelter, humane society, something like that. And actually, I used to teach at a place in town called Studio 7. Shout out to Maggie. And we did a puppy in yoga class one time. Now, what they ended up doing was the puppies weren't like walking around while we were doing the yoga, but I had advertised it as yoga and puppies or puppy and yoga or something like that. And they came, the people from, it was an organization that helped to match up dogs or puppies that needed families with families that wanted to adopt them. And so they came and they had the puppies like after class, we did the yoga and then after class and the puppies were there and people got to see the puppies and if they might, you know, want to adopt, or I think they gave information about that. The cat one, and some of you might be thinking, what on earth is cat yoga? So cat yoga, I have seen cat yoga classes where places that have cats for adoption will come and literally bring the cats. While you're doing yoga, the cats are walking around and coming up to you. And they might be going under you or around you, and you get to pet them. Then you can see if maybe you want to adopt a pet or something like that. But it just kind of helps bring awareness of animals that need adopted. So I would definitely consider that because I am a cat lover. I definitely am. I like dogs too. I'm more of a cat person. I just grew up having a cat. I never grew up having a dog, but I would do that. Now it's funny. This came up in my yoga class last weekend. Somebody brought up goat yoga. I'm sorry, but there's no way I would do goat yoga. Now, although people say it's neat, but you would go to a place where they have goats. Like actual goats, and the goats would be going around you. And I guess I've had bad experience with goats. This is just a side note. Okay, I'm in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We have the zoo here, the children's zoo. And there's a section, a farm section, quote unquote. And there's always been goats. I think they're still there. When I was little, I remember going there. And you could brush the goats. You could get like a bottle of, I don't know what it is, goat milk? I don't know. And you could feed the baby goats. But here's the thing. The goats, I feel like, would bite you. They would bite me anyway. I don't know if they bit other people. And I've always heard bad things about goats, that they'll basically chew up and eat anything. I just personally don't want a goat gnawing on me, so I wouldn't do a goat class. But back to the question of cat yoga. Yes, I would do a cat yoga class, Jill. And I am going to look into that. I'm putting that on my list. Okay. Moving right along here. Okay. This is a question. Next question. This might be my last one. This question has to do with relationships. And this one is from a guy. Let's call him Sam. And Sam's a friend, and he had gone through a breakup. His question was, or is, how do you resolve the fact that you have lost the one? That you're not with that one person that you were supposed to be with. The quote, one that got away. So I've already talked to Sam about this, but I am going to address this because I do feel like in the world of relationships, breakups, heartbreak, there's always been this concept of the one. You know, there's the whole dream, the image of, oh, if I could only find the one. Or I know a lot of people will have people that they were with maybe in high school or a long time ago, and the relationship ended and it's years later and they're always like, that was my one that got away. You know, everybody's got that one that got away, the one, you know. So here's my answer to that. First of all, what is the one? Okay, so my question to Sam was, and is, and anyone else who's like this, first of all, what's your definition of the one? And literally write that down. Because if we talk about the one when it comes to relationships, my concept of that is you mean the one that you're supposed to be with, correct? Okay, so if there is the one that's supposed to be with you, what I want you to do is this. I want you to write down on a piece of paper, literally write the words of the one. I want you to write, what are the qualities that the one has? Like who is the one? Not their name, just in general. If you have one person you are supposed to be, what are, you know, how is this person? So you, I'm going to put, just put some examples here. You might say, well, like you're the person you really, like your idealized person sort of, or the person that you would really want for a life partner. So think about the one as, who would you want as your life partner? Think about their qualities, not the external, meaning not, well, this person's 6'2" and they've got a six pack abs and they've got a lot of money. Not those things. Think about the qualities. Think about how they would treat you, okay? How would they care for you? How would you care for each other? You know, so maybe you're going to say, well, this person is kind. They're funny. They love kids. You know, we talk every day. Think about how do you guys interact? Well, we talk every day. We watch movies together. We go out to eat together. We do, you know, whatever. Think about the one, their qualities, how you would want the relationship to be with the one. Write those things down. I'm going to guess if you made a list, and I would really like you guys, if you're single, do this. You know, I've done this before. Write a list of, who do you want in a partner? Who would you want your ideal partner to be, aka the one? And write the qualities of the person. Write things you would want to do with the person. I would want someone who, like me personally, I want someone who values health and fitness, because I value health. And I would love it to have someone who I could go for walks with, I could work out with, something like that. And they also valued that. So that'd be one thing I would have on my list personally. Maybe you really love, bowling. Okay. You love bowling. You love hanging out after bowling and going to eat wings. No judgment. Well, maybe you're the one person, your ideal person also loves bowling and wants to go eat wings with you. Now, maybe they're not going to eat as many wings as you or whatever, but you want someone who can hang with you, hang out with you and enjoy the things you enjoy, right? Ideally. So, Sam, write those things down of your person, first of all, and then I'm going to encourage you, first of all, look at that list and actually compare it to the person that you think was the one. I'm going to bet $1 million that they don't match up to that list. I'm going to bet you think right now they are the one only because they're not with you. They got away. And now you have that feeling of abandonment. And you have that feeling of that you missed out on something. They didn't choose you. And that makes you feel like you missed out. You know? And this, again, this also goes back to attachment theories and attachment issues. And that's kind of a whole other thing, but you could look into search attachment issues in relationships. You can look this up, but, just on your own time, but, compare the list. Another thing I'm going to say is this. If of all the things you write on your list of your ideal person and the one, one thing that's never going to be on that list, you are never going to say, this person doesn't want me. This person walks away from me. This person goes off with someone else, right? That'd be crazy. You'd never have that on a list of your person who's the one. So if the person walked away from you, they're not with you anymore. Bam, right there's your answer. They're not the one. How could they be your one if they walked away? If they're with someone else? If they lied? If they cheat? Whatever. Because your person who is your person is going to have all these qualities. Probably the most important one is that they love you. They want to be with you. They choose you. If they don't choose you, they're not your one. And it's a good thing you know that, because you don't want to be with somebody who's actually doesn't want to be with you. That means let's just say goodbye to them. We're going to say next. We're going to say you're not my one. I'm going to open up my space. I'm going to open up my heart to someone else who is, because you deserve to be with your one. And that means the one that chooses you and that you choose them. They don't choose you. Guess what? That's their loss. They're not your one. They don't get to be your one. You know what I'm saying? That's my theory on that question, Sam. So, and to anyone else who has that issue of feeling like the one got away, you know, look at what you want in a partner. Focus on that and work on yourself and next. Okay, I hope that helps you guys. Okay, so there's there's three questions on my Ask Tara Lynn episode. I hope you guys enjoy those questions. Keep those questions coming. Keep those questions coming. Okay, I hope this was a fun one. This was kind of like a big mix up of things. So we had a workout question, a cat yoga question, and a relationship question. So this was a fun one for me, but feel free to send me questions. I'm going to try maybe once a month or so to do another episode like this, an Ask Tara Lynn episode. You can email me the questions at taralynnwellness@gmail.com or go on my Facebook. My Facebook is Tara Lynn Wellness on Facebook, and send me a message there and send me a question and just say, hey, Tara, here's a question for your podcast for Ask Tara Lynn. And you can put a note, you can say my name or don't say my name. And I won't, of course. I won't say who it is unless you tell me I can. Okay. So yeah, this was fun. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Move your body, change your mind, get outside in the sun and keep it sunny side up.